This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 75.
What do you want?
In this episode, we'll look at the prayer wheel, part four. What do you want to pray for?
We begin in 22 seconds. Live life, see the good days in it, just live.
Your life is a remarkable story and adventure that only you can create.
We exist to motivate and equip you to live fully alive.
Welcome to Going Up, my Nehemiah story. This is part five. Thanks for joining us.
My name is Dan.
My name is Susie. Together we are doozy.
And this part five finishes the prayer wheel. We've been looking at the prayer wheel, and so we're going to finish that, and then Nehemiah begins to move towards Jerusalem. Again, the reason we're going through this is that we will have what we need to go up. Several times in the book of Nehemiah, it talks about going up. And this is the year for us that we feel God is saying, it's time to go up. And so we started with Nehemiah chapter 1. We were looking at Nehemiah was just a normal guy, probably a slave, but had a good job. He was a cupbearer for the king, and then suddenly his world changed because he realized things weren't good in Jerusalem.
So he wept. He had emotions. In the first part, we looked at our emotions, and emotions are indicators. We should take notice of them and see where they came from. And then he did something with it. He mourned, he fasted, and he prayed. He didn't just take those emotions and get stuck down in them. Mm. He had a way out, and his way out was to fast and pray. And the next parts of our Nehemiah study that we're applying to our life had to do with kinds of prayer and the parts of prayer.
We have a really good friend this week who helped us see that we need to have an exit strategy. Can you just explain that for a few minutes as we move through here?
Yeah. When we mourn or when we feel sad, that part is fine. But if we get stuck in that space, then we will just stay in that space. But there needs to be some way out, some plan. We don't always think of it ourselves. Sometimes we need other people to help us. But Nehemiah did not get stuck. He had an exit strategy, and that was to fast and pray and to reach out to God.
Yeah. So thanks for saying that again, because this, I think, is so important, because sometimes we do get stuck in, oh, no, the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. And Nehemiah went from that into the place of prayer. And that's where we are now with the prayer wheel.
Yeah. So there's four parts to the prayer wheel. Who, how, why, and what.
The who has to do with who is this God we're talking to? What is the name of God that you're calling upon as you move towards prayer? You can just say, dear Jesus, for sure, but perhaps it's a great physician or the morning star that you address as you're praying.
And we have a resource, names of God, that you can really address to do that.
And then we move into the how, which is, how do we come before him? Do we come before him dirty, or do we come before him clean? This is where we dealt with the whole idea of, what are the things that we do that bring life? What are the things that bring death? When Nehemiah prayed, he talked about, we were in death, but we come to you in life. That's how we come to you.
And why? We come because of the promises of God, because of the character of God, because of who he is. We have access to him, and it's really important to come with that in mind. And we have a whole resource, if you previous episodes, that talks about many of the promises of God that are so encouraging. And one of the most encouraging ones for me is from Psalm 34, and it's about how he really cares about where we're at, and he wants us to come to that space. He wants us to come into that space and to dwell with him and for him to help us through those things.
So today we get to the what? And the what is, what are you specifically asking for? Nehemiah was very specific. After he talked to the who God, and he came with, this is how I am coming, why I'm able to come to you, then he was very specific. Now, there are times in life that we simply say, your will be done.
on earth as it is in heaven, right?
But there are other times that he says, what do you want? And I think this is where Nehemiah was coming from. Suze, can you read this?
Sure. Nehemiah 1:11 says, Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king. So he's asking specifically for favor when he comes to the king.
And it's very interesting
very
to me
specifically.
That he, at this point, when he's talking to God, he's not referring to the king as the king. He's just referring to him
as the man
because he is talking to the King of Kings. So Nehemiah was very specific in what he was praying for. He knew he was going to the king, but he wanted God to give him favor. And that's what he asked for.
Yeah, so there are a few areas we're going to look at, starting with ourselves, and then we'll move out from ourselves to our community and our world. And we've got some categories, some areas for you to consider as you are asking specifically for your what. What do you need initially for yourself?
So the question is, what do you want? What is in your story right now where you are at? What is it that when you look around and you see you, when you see your community, when you see your world, what, like Nehemiah, grips your heart? What is it that you desire? Maybe what is it you're fearing and you need to bring that to God? We're now moving into your story.
So let's start with you specifically. Here are some categories that you could consider with your what, your specific request that you want to take to God in prayer, that you want to bring to God and connect with God's spirit and allow his power to make a difference in that. It could be something about your body, your physical body. It could be a sickness. It could be an illness. It could be fitness, for example, something with your mind, how you're thinking, something that's waiting on yourself. Then maybe something in your spirit, some way that you're feeling, your connection to God. It could be something with skills or struggles, something for your future, finances that are weighty for you, forgiveness, life, relationship, people in your life that you're connected to, anything that you personally, anything personally that you are dealing with. All of these things God cares about, and these might be triggers. So if you have your journal or a piece of paper, we just encourage you to give these three categories and pick one or two, maybe more. It's up to you if you have a lot that you want to ask for that just prompts you that are things that you want to pray for and to bring to God and to ask specifically for.
Yeah, so when I think of that list, immediately I go into my mind. Because sometimes I fear, sometimes I have anxiety and I have worry. Mm-hmm. And the time of this recording is February, and I have made this very conscious decision not to worry, not to fear, to actually trust God. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer, petition, thanksgiving, present my request to God in the
it's
God
the
of
what?
Peace. He's gonna show up into this space. So what am I praying for me right now? It's really a renewing of my mind because that's where my fear and anxiety starts. So that's what I would write in my journal. Right now, what do I want for me? I want peace of mind. I want to be able to have a mind that trusts. I want to be able to move forth in courage because I know God's got it.
And I'm trusting God for depth of relationships in this season of life, especially locally. People that I'm pouring into and investing in. And so I'm just committing that to God. And that's often on my mind. Besides my momentum goals of being fit and fabulous, that's my body one. And my emotions one is overflowing joy. And my mindset one is resilient mindset. So those are things that I'm praying and I'm specifically requesting those. I write those in my journal every day and I commit those up to God.
So if you're not praying for you, you should be. What is it that
Go
you want?
Go specific.
What do you want to take to God? But we don't stop there. There's also two other areas that we need to focus on. And we see this also from Nehemiah. There was a concern for his community and a concern for the wider world. And these are things that hopefully you care about something. Now, you're probably not caring about all of them, but there are probably a few
things. One or two, maybe from each category.
Jump out to you. Maybe it's your family. Maybe something's going on. Maybe there's a relationship issue. Maybe there's a distance. Maybe you just miss them. Maybe it's friends. You need more. Or you need to change some friends. Maybe it's your neighbors. You don't even know your neighbors. Or yeah, you know your neighbors. Maybe it's your church or your school or your work. Maybe there's something going on in your city. I'm praying for our local police. Our local police are very involved with many, many different cultures in our city. And they have this special training program where they're training people, first of all, to love the people in the community before they're trained to be police officers. So that's something I'm praying for my community. Or maybe there's some kind of area struggle. We're dealing here with a lot of homeless people. So how do I bring that into my request as I'm thinking about my community?
So choose one or more from that community column, and then we'll move to the world. This could be something for your nation in particular, for other nations, something that's on the news that really grips your heart. Mm. It could be a natural disaster, something that's happening in nature, something about crime or world leaders changing power or new people coming into power.
Or the need to change.
Yep, or should have a difference there. Could be about influencers. Mm. It could be people that have they connect with people really well, and so they're influencers. So they're what you're requesting and talking to God about and asking God to really empower them. Or there's just peace for people, peace for places.
There's a lot of wars right now around the world.
Yep.
Maybe you're just praying for peace.
So we have all three of those columns, the you, the community, and the world. So choose something from each of those, write those down, and then take those specifically to God.
So again, we're going around this prayer circle, and in the what column, what is it you want? God is a God who asks the question, what do you want? You are his son or you are his daughter. What do you want? What do you want for you? What do you want for your community? And what do you want for your world?
All right. And we just want one more thing. As you're getting ready to pray, here's a way that Jesus taught us how to pray from Matthew 6, 9 to 13. Many of you know this Lord's Prayer or the Our Father prayer. Many different people
Jesus
call
prayer.
It. Yeah, we call it different things. But you kind of put it in categories. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Several years ago when I was reading through this in my Bible, I just saw several words pop out and alongside
of my
Bible.
They all start with P, by the way.
Alongside my Bible, I just started writing these down. And when we were developing this prayer wheel, this all came back to me. So maybe, Susie, if you read a line, I'll just give the what I actually see about God from that line.
Our Father in heaven.
I see a parent. I see someone who is there, who cares, who wants to protect, who wants to rescue.
Hallowed be your name.
He is praiseworthy. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of us lifting him up.
Your kingdom come.
He's a king. He's got a royal position.
Your will be done.
Oh, your will be done. Well, that's purpose.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Ah, that's where I thought we went to.
Okay.
That word heaven is this God who is everywhere. This God who surrounds us. So the place of God is everywhere.
Give us today our daily bread.
Provisions. He wants to take care of you. He wants to
every
make
need.
We need to make our needs known to him. Yeah. So think of him as a God of provisions.
And forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors.
Pardon. He sets us free.
And lead us not into temptation.
That's the path.
Mm-hmm.
That's the path of life. And this is the one that really hits me a lot is he is inviting me always on a path of life.
But deliver us from the evil one.
So protection. There is an evil one. But greater is he who is in us than he is in the world. So as we're praying, as I'm praying oftentimes, I think of he is a parent who is praiseworthy. He has his position. He has a purpose and a place. He will provide. He gives me a pardon. I need to give other people a pardon. There is an invitation to a path of life. And he is my protection.
Yep. So here's a great illustration of how Jesus taught us to pray. And so when we're talking specifically about the what that we should pray for, here's a lot of things that Jesus even showed us. All of these things can be included. Plus, we gave you the three columns, the you, the my community, and my world requests. And we just encourage you to write out your prayers in your journal, to pray them out loud, pray them silently in your head, but take those what, those things that are in your heart, to God, as we learn from Nehemiah.
So Nehemiah is about to go up, but before he goes up, he goes to prayer. He goes to God. And so we walk through that for the last four sessions. And next session, we begin to go up.
That's great. So may you live fully alive as you love your life, your world, and your God.
My name is Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are Doozy. Live fully.
And love fully. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Go up.